I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, I'm glad you could join me again today for It's a Good Life. Now, we're going to be covering several scriptures today, and if you would like, you can write them down, or you can tune into our website. And you can listen to this program again. There, it's there. You can download it, listen to it, or you can request a transcript of this program. You can get all the scriptures that we use. You can get that transcript free of charge by downloading it there on our website, lrwm.org. Or you can actually request a free copy of the of this program written down, and therefore you can get the scriptures that way. Free of charge, write to me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Now today I want you to notice that there are three appointments with God that people must keep. Three of them, two of them surely, and one of them maybe. And there are many appointments which we make in this life, and many of them which we keep, and some which we break. And I want you to notice today that these three appointments, you must keep two of them. First of all, you have an appointment with God in death. Now, I don't want to start off this program with a negative aspect, but let's face facts. The first appointment that you must face that you cannot get away from is death. It must be kept. In Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die." 2 Samuel 14, verse 14 says, "For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him." God does not respect anyone in the sense that when the Bible says that all must die, he means exactly what he says. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how good you've been. It doesn't matter to God, because for us by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. In Isaiah 38:1 it says, and it's speaking to Hezekiah here, Hezekiah, and then God said, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Everyone dies. There is no exception. God says that when it's time, you're going to die. And it may be this year. Jeremiah 28:16 says, "This year thou shalt die." It may be tonight. Luke chapter 12 and verse 20 says, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." This is speaking of the man who made a boast. He said, "I have so much, I think I'm just going to tear down the barns and build bigger and just keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger." Some people think they're going to live forever in this life, but God says, "No, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." Not only could it be this year that a person dies, it could be tonight, or it may be the next moment. Job 34:20 says, "In a moment shall they die." And it may be the next step. 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 3 says, "There is but a step between me and death." And I want you to notice something in Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Death should be prepared for. Amos 4:12 says, "Prepare to meet thy God." You have one appointment that you cannot avoid, and that appointment is in death. The second appointment that you have is an appointment with God in judgment. All must keep it. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Acts 17, verse 31 says, He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Romans 14, 12 says, So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Everything that we've done must be faced. We must realize that one day we're going to stand before an all-righteous God, and He's going to judge us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14, the Bible says, For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Some people try to hide their sin. Some people think they're pulling a fast one on God and other people. Now, you may fool the people around you, but you don't fool God. God sees everything. Notice with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. We see Christians at the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says, Therefore we, that's Christians, must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We will all appear there, and as God looks at us, there's not going to be sorrow in our hearts. But I believe that at that judgment seat, just as the person who ran a race, who runs a race in the Olympics, that person who has done their best and done what they can for the Lord Jesus Christ, that person is going to be blessed. But you know something? Not only will that person be blessed, but that person who is, the Bible tells us that some will escape as so as by the skin of their teeth. In other words, they just made it. But they'll be blessed as well because they're with the Lord. They're standing there with Him. Now, when I say that, I say they escape by the skin of their teeth. I'm not taking anything from them or from the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus saves everyone the same way to the uttermost. He gives everyone the same glory, the same abilities to serve Him in this world so that we can see other people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ so that when we stand before the Lord, we shouldn't be ashamed. And I believe that when we stand and we kneel and we bow before our Savior, we're going to be so happy that that is reward enough when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see Christians at the judgment seat of Christ, and then in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11 through 15 it says, And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. When you read of the dead in this context and throughout the scriptures, when it refers to the word dead standing before God, that's speaking of the unsaved person, the quick. When you read the word quick, that means those people who are alive, those people who have trusted Jesus as Savior. Verse 13 continues in Revelation chapter 20 by saying, And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The unsaved person will stand before God. Only he won't stand. Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And every person who is at the white throne judgment will hear God say to them, Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Well, the first appointment that a person must keep is in death. The second one is the appointment in judgment. And all should be prepared for this because Amos 4:12 says, Prepare to meet thy God. After going to a restaurant and ordering a fine meal and enjoying it, the bill comes. And you may say, Well, I didn't expect that. And what? Have you never thought of reckoning, never thought of settling the bill? Many eat and drink and sin, but they forget the sure hereafter when all deeds done will be judged. My friends, the bill will come. The third thing I want you to see today is that you may have an appointment with God in this life. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation." How? By Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It should be kept now, according to the Bible. That appointment should be kept with Jesus right now. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." If God is met in this life, and Jesus is received as personal Savior, then shall salvation be obtained, and we can face the other two appointments with God without fear. Luke 15:3 says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Acts 17:30 says, "And the times of this ignorance God once winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Did you ever hear the saying, ignorance is no excuse? Breaking the law and not knowing what that law was is no excuse. The law doesn't look at ignorance and say, "Okay, you can go ahead because you didn't know." But my friends, today, you know how to go to heaven. I've told you that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I've shown you through the Scriptures how that God says you have an appointment with death. I've shown you through the Scriptures how that you must stand before God one day at the white throne judgment if you've never trusted Him as your Savior. And He will say to you, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." It'll be too late at that time to trust Jesus as your Savior. It's all over with. But the good news is that today, while you still have the breath of life in you, you can receive Him as your Savior right now. "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. Please save me so that I can go to heaven. Please save me, Lord, so that I don't have to stand and I don't have to kneel before you in dishonor and hear you say those words, 'Depart from me. I never knew you.' Lord, come into my heart and save me today." If you'll pray that prayer or one like it, it's your heart condition that makes the difference. If you're ready to trust Him and ask Him to come into your heart, pray a prayer today and ask Him to save you. And as a Christian today, are you living for Him? Are you giving Him your all? Do you tell others about His saving grace? If not, let me invite you to bow your head right now and say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for not telling others about Jesus. Forgive me for not praying for a revival for our country and our people. Help me, Lord, to live closer to you today than I've lived in the past. Forgive me, Lord, and cleanse me for Jesus' sake." My desire for you today is to get saved. My desire for you today as a Christian is to pray for revival for our country, that we may see revival come in our day and time, that more souls can be saved. Tune in at this same time next week for It's a Good Life, and it's always good to be with you. And it's always good to be able to say it is a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.